The Hidden Node for Monday, June 6, 2016. Hey gang, so welcome back to another Monday and welcome to a new month. It's officially June. Yay. I promise not to do a May recap though because we did that last week. No need to hit those buttons again. This is a fairly topic-light episode, mostly because I didn't do too many types of things last week. It was primarily work on one particular thing, day in, day out. It wasn't writing, though. I spent most of my time last week working on the Hidden Grid, getting it ready for its official relaunch, which was today. It's back up and running. Episode 56, the first episode of DNA DOA, has gone live. It's actually a day late, though. Actually, we'll get into that because of the topic I'll talk about in a minute. It should be dropping on Sundays going forward. And not Mondays. I want to catch the people setting up their podcasters ahead of the work week as opposed to middle of the work week. There's so many other podcasts that do that. I set up most of my shows that Sunday ahead of time, so I'll just go with, thinking people do things that I do. It's interesting, though. I don't really have what I consider internet fame, per se, but I guess I do when it comes to one particular small pocket of the web. When it comes to Shadowrun, Hidden Grid, it's a gateway to minor celebrity fame. Yeah, it's only 100 people maybe, but that's 100 people who know who I am. That's 100 people who recognize the name of something I'd work on, something I'd care about. And that's pretty cool. It's kind of crazy thinking about it, but it makes me pretty happy. So I don't know if you can hear it right now. The background noise thing I do to the podcast will probably kill it, but there's a lot of rain going on outside. We had a little bit of a tropical storm heading our way. That's actually why the podcast was delayed, the Hidden Grid one. We had a bit of brownouts over the week, including one earlier today. Managed to save things through, and yeah, the storm is not coming real close to me. It's hitting Florida, but it's much closer to the northern cities and the panhandle than it is to, where I am in the middle of the state. Besides the podcasting, besides the writing, the thing I've been spending most of my time working on has been Minecraft. Yeah, I know. I talked about it 2 weeks ago, and I'm definitely spending way too much time on it. I don't know. I probably wasted at least 2, if not 3 days last week. Probably 2 days working on Minecraft stuff instead of working on what I should have been working on. Disappointed in myself, but we are where we are and we continue to improve ourselves. We acknowledge that we're spending too much time on it during the day, and going forward, we won't. Suppose that. No need to beat ourselves over the head with a past activity. And finally, to close out the episode, we're going to talk about beating people over the head. So, the internet likes witch hunts. I'm sure you all know that, but it's a fact. The internet loves to dogpile on someone who has done a perceived wrong. Now, this is a wrong that I do care about. It's something that will affect my livelihood, will affect my ability to get paid. There was a post shared by a few author friends of mine on the Facebooks. It was about a woman who was looking for free books from a pirate site. Now, my opinion on piracy is mixed. On one hand, I don't think the people who pirate software and movies and books are the type of people who will give you money. These are people who either don't have money, who are cheap, or who just wants to have stuff, which tend to be one of the type of pirates I usually was. I haven't really pirated anything in quite a long time. It's been years since I hooked up a torrent, but when I was pirating music and software and things like that, it was primarily to just have. I had no need for the entire creative suite. I had no need for, all these different tools. Now, I do use the entire creative suite, and we pay for a license for that. Pirate movies, I don't pirate music anymore because there's so much I want that's either free or relatively cheap. I think this woman might fit into one of those categories. And the reason I bring this up is because a lot of people were talking about calling, shame on her, yell at her, and all this stuff, and I think authors make enough money, things like that, blah, blah, blah. blah. And these all sound like excuses, what she said and all that. The same excuses by anyone who just wants to pirate, who doesn't want to pay money, says on things. And you can't really convince them about this. But what annoys me is the fact that people are sharing her name publicly. That we're going to witch hunt this person. And it's just a lousy, shitty thing to do. There's no reason at all, Kyle, like that. You know, what is sharing this going to do? Oh, watch out! This person on the internet is going to download your shit. What are you going to do? What effect are you going to have on this person's life other than making her change her social media information? Are you going to shame her to where she's going to start buying books now? I guarantee you she's not. All you've done is convince her to be more subtle about being a pirate. That's all. I don't understand why people feel the need to share it. Name shouting for the heavens. Now, share it with the name blurs out to talk about the behavior. I think that's valid. Share it to inform people of the risk against authors that they don't make a ton of money, but they do need the sales. Share that. But you don't need to share this public shame, this witch hunt thing, because all it does is kind of makes you look like a dick. Kind of makes you look like an asshole on a giant pile of assholes. And that really stinks. Pun intended. I'm sorry. I thought about that in the middle of saying it, and I felt the need to follow through. It was there. I'm sorry. But I don't think this woman needs to get the harassment that people have been throwing her way. I don't think it's right. I don't think it serves anyone. And, you know, I just don't. I want to say shame on anyone who does, but, you know, maybe that's a never-ending cycle, you know? I'm not calling out anybody's names on who's shared it. I'm not going to say the woman's name, but I just don't like the dog pile. You know, I don't like this vigilante-style justice that the internet likes to do. Anyway, I've had my say about it. Don't steal books, don't post about it on Facebook, but don't be, you know, a dick and publicly shame people, because that's not cool either. Alright? Also, I need to buy that book. So you've been publicly shamed? I remember hearing about it a couple months ago, and I've never gotten around to getting it yet, so I wonder if there's a place I can download it, legally. Probably Amazon. I could probably buy it on Amazon. I'll probably do that. Alright. So, until next week, this has been The Hidden Grid. I'm Justin. I will talk to you then. Bye-bye.